It's my party, and I'll lie if I want to. Tory MPs and members knew that Boris Johnson's entire career as a journalist and politician was littered with lies. That's why they selected him to win a general election, based on leveling up lies. They closed ranks over the Dominic Cummings affair. They showed no moral scruples over Tory corruption, crony PPE contracts, $37 billion wasted on test and trace, promotion of Tory donors to the Lords, or the latest privatization and outsourcing of NHS services. Johnson has clearly broken the law, and should be fined 10,000 as others have, and forced to resign. But the real reason why Tory MPs will remove him, now or later, are opinion polls and by-election results. They will do anything to save their 80,000 a year jobs, and the lucrative contracts and directorships with big businesses that those bring. They never took the protection of people's lives seriously, if it got in the way of them and their millionaire friends making more money. Self-serving and self-entitled, they all voted for Sunak's budget, which is now cutting our living standards. The problem is Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party just pursues the same fundamental economic policies for big business. He dishonestly broke his promise to keep pro-worker policies once he was selected as leader. Now he has ditched his pledge to renationalize privatized energy, water, and rail companies, supported by two-thirds of voters, just when we are being made to pay higher bills. In the coming electoral reckoning, working-class people will need their own voice and a real alternative. It's now time for the trade unions to create a new party for working people, to defend living standards through socialist policies. Brent Kennedy, Cumbria Socialist Party.